time for the dumbest arguments ever.
Angela is here today for the dumbest argument ever. Good morning, Angela. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, we're great. Good. We're good. Angela, are you having a dumb argument with somebody?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so I'm having the dumbest argument ever with my brother, Tyler.
Oh, no. What are you guys arguing about?
I know. So the other weekend, we were supposed to meet my parents, and we're all driving separate, you know, to meet my parents. I stop at a gas station. I think he's already at my parents' house, so I kind of give a courtesy call, like, do you need anything? Can I pick up anything? So he asked me to pick up a Powerball ticket, and he gives me his numbers. And
yeah,
I'm
numbers.
Like, okay, I'll play the numbers. But I think, why don't I just get myself one, too? So then I leave the gas station and get to my parents.
Okay.
So I get there, and he's like, you know, did you get my ticket? I'm like, yeah, I sure did. Here's yours. And then I also got mine. No big deal. He's like, what? Why did you get the same thing? I'm like, what's the problem? I'm just trying to, you know, play the lottery too. It was a great idea. Why not? So he's like acting all crazy and weird the whole visit. He pretty much ruins our whole parent visit. And the whole weekend, he's just like just blowing up everything. So I'm just kind of like, this is so dumb.
So he got mad at you because you got yourself a Powerball ticket?
Yes. I mean, is that wrong? I don't get it.
But you got him his ticket.
I played his numbers.
And you gave him his ticket and he gave you the money or whatever. And then you got one for yourself and he got mad at that.
Yeah. I mean, it was $2. I made the effort to ask him.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, all right. Tell me your brother's name again.
He's Tyler.
All right. Let's call Tyler and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Tyler.
Yes.
Good morning, Tyler. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tyler, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Savannah.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah,
you're very confused.
It doesn't help at all. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Uh-huh.
And we're on the radio. Isn't that fun?
Oh, goody.
Yeah, congratulations.
Goody. Yes.
Hey, also, your sister joins us today. Angela's here, too.
Oh,
hey,
Angie.
Tyler.
Hi, Angie.
What's up?
Yeah.
Remember me?
Yes, I just saw you.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
know. Well, let's talk about this. Do you know why we're calling?
I might have a clue, but refresh my memory.
Yeah, Angela said you blew up at her when she bought herself a Powerball ticket.
That's because that was my ticket, pretty much.
But she bought you
your
my numbers.
Hold on. She said she bought you your ticket, and then she bought herself a ticket, and you got really mad.
Because she used my numbers, that's why. Who does that?
I paid $2 for your ticket. I got another ticket. Why not increase our odds? I mean, it's not your numbers. I'm the one at the gas station buying the darn thing. So why won't you just share in the, you know, if we win? We haven't even won anything yet.
Wait, hold on. Angela, you played his same numbers on your ticket?
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, that's why he got mad.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you're saying
look,
if we win.
Okay, hold on.
If your numbers win, okay, it's $200 million. So you're saying if you get $80 million instead of $200, you're going to be pissed. We're just sharing
some of that money, but that doesn't increase our odds. Do you understand that?
Okay, all right.
No, you're missing the point, Tyler.
No, it doesn't increase your odds. It's the same numbers. Yeah. Hang on. Hang on one second. Don't go anywhere, okay? Can you guys hang tight?
Okay.
Yeah, sure. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be 833-685-9595.
Who's right, who's wrong?
WAPE, Jacksonville's number one heat music station. All right, so Tyler's upset because his sister went to the gas station and bought a lottery ticket for him using the numbers he likes to pick. You use these numbers all the time, right, Tyler?
Yes.
These are like your numbers.
Numbers.
Yeah, and have you won with them yet?
No.
No. Okay, all right. But then, Angela, while you were there, you bought yourself a ticket, but you used his same numbers.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. So you understand now that if these numbers hit his numbers, you're going to get half of the money.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea.
Okay, I see. I get it. And Tyler, you're upset because they're your numbers.
they are my numbers, but it just doesn't make sense that we should share something if I was going to share it anyway, but she should have her own set of numbers.
Oh, so you were going to, if you won, you would have split it with her anyway?
Really?
I would not have split it with her, but I would have gladly given her a fair portion of the money.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Oh my gosh, Tyler, I made the effort to actually get your ticket. Okay, you weren't even at the gas station.
Hang on 1 second.
You were probably getting gas anyway.
Okay, all right, hang on, everybody. 833-685-9595. Alyssa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, Alyssa. What do you think? Who's right? Who's wrong here?
That is a bad sister.
That's a bad sister.
She's taking his idea and trying to profit on it. I mean, even though it's hypothetical because they haven't won.
Right.
But what else is she taking his ideas from and using? I mean, if your family and y'all can split it, then if he wins, he'll split it. But come up with your own original idea of numbers.
Yeah. Also, I mean, he's right. Like, it doesn't increase your odds. If they really wanted to increase the odds, she would have played different numbers, and then they would have agreed to maybe share it.
Absolutely. Because the more people that play the same numbers, the more that have to split it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And yeah, you don't know that someone else isn't already playing those numbers, then you'd have to split it three ways.
Yeah, or four or five or however many, but to cash in on your brother's idea of his own numbers is that's just bad juju.
People are very, very, what do you call it? Like protective of their lottery numbers. They're like, these are my numbers. I have a system. They play them over and over again. And yeah, you know what? I kind of see his point.
Yeah. I mean, not even protective, just the fact of I came up with this by myself,
right,
and now you want to profit off of it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, not cool.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's going to be bad blood for a long time in this
family. Even though no money's been won.
It doesn't matter because it's all, that's right. No money has actually exchanged hands, but God forbid now, like I really hope that they don't win this week because that's going to be it, man. They'll never speak to each other again.
But they'll be millionaires, so it's all good.
You're right. They'll have enough money to buy a new brother and sister. But they won't. Yeah, that's interesting.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.